What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 74 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about how Mercedes-Benz is handing over one of their staple cars, one of their most iconic cars, the S00, over to the hands of AMG, which is pretty big news. So as usual, everyone, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. So like I said, everybody, this is serious. This is something that is very, I would like to say, kind of touchy for the car world, because the SL is without a doubt one of the greatest GT cars ever built, ever, like in history. It's comfortable, it's fast, it's always had the most up-to-date technology in there, it's very sexy looking, it's in a hard top for a roadster. It's just the whole package in regards to being a GT car and being made by Mercedes-Benz. You know, it's reliable and you know it's top tier quality. The car originally debuted in 1954. And just to tell you how valuable these cars are, one of the most rarest cars now that you can buy, and they're being sold at auctions and they're appreciating in value, is the 1955 and a few years up from that, 56 and 57, Mercedes-Benz 300 SL Gullwing, which are now going for millions of dollars. That's how desirable the SL is. Now, getting to today, Mercedes is officially handing that model, that car, to the hands of AMG. AMG is now going to be producing the SL for Mercedes-Benz, which is some big shoes to fill. In fact, I actually have a quote here from the CEO of Mercedes-AMG, who's Tobias Moers, and he's saying how the brand new SL is going to be utilizing its old DNA, and how the new SL will have a perfect compromise between driving dynamics and comfort. So basically what he's saying, they're going back to its roots. It's going to be even sportier, maybe a little bit more, driver-esque, if you will, but it's still going to have the comfort of a Mercedes-Benz, which is not easy to do, by the way. In fact, I do have the details of all the upcoming lineups that are going to be coming now that AMG is going to be taking over. And we'll go and start for the first one, the SL450 EQ Boost. Now, the SL450 is available right now. It's a 3-liter V6 you can buy for your SL. It is the base model. But now they're getting EQ Boost in it, some hybrid assistance. It's going to be a turbocharged 3-liter inline six with integrated electric motor. It's going to have 365 horsepower. So that's the base, which is not bad for potentially one of the greatest GT cars ever made in the history of the planet. The next one, the SL500 EQ Boost. We're now at the second level up. Turbocharged 4-liter V8 with an integrated electric motor. Again, hybrid assistance. You're going to have 430 horsepower. And this SL500 is actually going to have more torque than the next model up from that, the SL53 AMG, which is going to be a turbocharged 3-liter inline six with an integrated electric motor, 430 horsepower, which is going to gain an additional 22 horsepower on top of that. So 452 total from the electric motor being added. You're next going to have the Mac Daddy, the one that's probably going to be the most desirable. I mean, I would absolutely love one. An SL63 AMG, turbocharged 4-liter V8. Over 600 horsepower out of this bad boy, and it is going to be an additional boost from that, because it is EQ boost, so it's going to be a hybrid as well, and you're going to gain an additional 30 horsepower. Now, I don't have an exact figure horsepower number on that, but we do know it's 600 plus 30, whatever you get from the battery, the electric motor, I should say. Now, we already know there is no more V12s. Breaks my heart. So there will be no more SL65, but the SL63 is taking off and doing great things. Now, all of these cars are going to be using a 9-speed automatic transmission, except for the AMGs will be using speed shift 9-speed automatic, which is basically your paddle shifter is going to be switching much faster gears. And this is an advancement for the SL, because it is actually going to be built in, if I'm pronouncing this correctly, Sindelfingen, Germany, right along the AMG GT. So in that factory live in Sindelfingen, Germany, You have the GT and you have the SL. Built right next to each other. You know the quality is going to be great. They're going to be built side by side. It is going to be using the 48 volt electrical architecture for the entire car, like the GT, the SL will. So you're going to have upgraded steering technology, axle assembly, suspension, the brand new hybrid drivetrain, which is all going to be a part of Mercedes-Benz's switch to EQ movement, where they do believe hybrid vehicles and electric vehicles are the future. And we can clearly see that in everything that's going on with the car industry. The hybrids and electric vehicles overall are just seeming, they're just better. They're going to have more performance in them. It's quicker performance times. You're also going to see better gas mileage. Just all around greater advancement. But this is a big step for the SL. Because keep in mind, the SL for Mercedes-Benz has been one of their staple cars. One of their babies. That's a car that's never gone out of production. And now they're handing it over to, like I said, our friends AMG over in Sindelfingen, Germany. So ladies and gentlemen, big news. I have no doubt in my mind it's going to be phenomenal. But of course, like most cars, we got to see when it comes out. But I'm pretty confident it's going to be good. I mean, it is Mercedes-Benz and AMG, so you know it's going to be built right. You know it's going to look great, drive great. It's going to be beautiful, sexy, plenty of power. I'm really excited about the new SL. I can't wait to see one. Hopefully we will be seeing one at Car Week this year, which is 1 week away. Yes. But to conclude, that's all we got for episode number 74. Don't forget to like on Instagram or follow on Instagram. Don't forget to like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out the podcast for the first time, head over to the YouTube channel as well. If you see what you like, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. You guys know if you ever need anything from me, don't hesitate to reach out. info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget as well, if you are looking for your favorite hat, shirt, sweatshirt, accessory from your favorite car company, go ahead and check out the link in bio, www.tog.com. All 100% authentic brand merchandise from the manufacturer. I got a plug for you guys as well. Use the coupon link in bio. Very last thing, don't forget, tune in to next episode, episode number 75. We're going to be talking about the all-new hypercar from Aston Martin. And we're not talking about the Valkyrie. We're talking about another hypercar that Aston Martin is coming out with. They're going hypercar crazy right now. And it is called the Valhalla. Yes, that is a Norse reference in terms of heaven for Norse mythology. It is called the Valhalla. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.